This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to another stage in the episode of the episodes, another episode in the stages of the hero's journey. And today we're going to be talking about crossing the threshold. So what is crossing the threshold? This is the moment that our hero, which is you, we're all on a journey, brothers and sisters. We all should be on this hero's journey because the hero journey is a monomyth. Really, it should be about all of us. Not all of us take that journey. Not all of us make that effort. Not all of us agree to go. And life is a test. Allah is going to throw tests and trials and tribulations and difficulties and hardships at us, whether we accept it or we don't, whether we like it or we don't, whether we want it or we don't want it. It's coming, brothers and sisters. It's going to happen. So we need to embrace it. What is the point in resisting it? No, isn't it better to embrace it? Isn't it better to realize that this is what is going to happen in life? And that you need to find your way through it in the best way, and you come out of the whole thing a better, greater, improved person, inshallah. That's what we want to try and do. So the hero's journey, anyway, we may go through, all of us are going to go through bits of it, some of it. Maybe some people will stop right here, because today is about crossing the threshold. What's the threshold? It's very interesting. What is a threshold? Well, a threshold means the limit of something, but actually the actual literal threshold is a piece of wood that is at the front door. Well, it could be any door, in fact, but generally it's like a piece of wood that's at the front door. And, you know, the threshold is there. It stops the breeze coming in, but in a sense, it marks the entrance to the house. Why is it called threshold? Well, it's probably something to do with threshing of corn. So back in the days before they had machines, people would have a big platform. And it's interesting that where my mum lives in Portugal, on her land, there is a corn threshing platform. And you can see them dotted around. It's very. When I first went out to the Algarve 30 years ago, they were still riding around on donkey carts. Subhanallah, not that long ago. And so they still had a lot of this traditional, very traditional form of agriculture. Now, this is really, really traditional. This is really back in the days. This is like pre-industrial revolution stuff. And they would, you know, put the corn out and that we wait for a windy day. And they would, this is to separate the chaff from the wheat. The chaff is the sort of, you know, the basically the dry plant that surrounds the bit that we want, the bit that we eat, the bit that we use for our bread, the bit that we grind to make our bread, which is the actual grain itself. To separate the grain from the chaff, you know, you basically throw it and thrash it down to this threshold, this threshing area, and the wind blows away the chaff, and what is left is the wheat, the actual grain that you need. And, you know, this actually, subhanAllah, this is actually in and of itself a really strong metaphor for what we need to do in our life, why we are put through tests and trials and tribulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alludes to something similar in the Quran, about the purification of metal, how when there is a flood, it carries down the rubbish. You know, the flood is carried away by the rubbish, that when you purify metal, the ore is separated from the metal that you need. And similarly, we have this expression, separating the chaff from the wheat, getting rid of that which we don't really need, which is useless. And what we're left is something that we, you know, something that's really beneficial for us. And that's in a sense, that's what our life should be about. That's why we go through these tests. That's in the same way that metal is heated, in the same way that a flood in many ways can cause lots of devastation. And yes, the same, the wind and the throwing and the thrashing and the smashing of the separating the chaff from the wheat. All of this is to separate what is useful from what is not useful, from what we really need from what we don't, to separate truth from falsehood, to separate the hypocrites from the believers, to separate the people who truly have faith from those who do not. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us life is about. وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. That Allah, He made the death and the life to make known, to manifest, to so it can be seen. Right? Who is best in conduct? And He is the mighty and He is the forgiving. So this is really what it is about. So you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he of course is our mentor. And last week we talked about meeting the mentor, and the mentor comes up again and again in the journey of the hero. And sometimes the mentor is with you the whole time, sometimes he's not. But who is our mentor? First of all, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah chose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be an example for us, to be like a living physical example of a human being living this, you know, traveling on this journey, going through these trials and tribulations. And you can see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. You see the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties, the hardships that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to. And if he hadn't gone through those things, you know, we wouldn't have Islam. But of course, ultimately, all of this is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he hasn't come except to perfect good character. So this is what it's all about. It's about the perfection of good character. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that temptation will be presented to the hearts one after the other. This is what is going to happen. Allah is going to present fitan, temptations, trials, difficulties. They're going to come to us. They will be presented to us, and the heart that repels them, this heart will be pure. This heart that keeps on repelling these temptations, keeps on resisting falling into them, ultimately this heart becomes strong, this heart becomes pure, and it will endure upon this. As long as the heavens and the earth exist, this heart will remain strong and firm and pure. But the one who gives in, the one who succumbs to the temptations, then darkness begins to form on their heart, and they reach a terrible state. A terrible state where they don't even recognize what is halal or haram anymore. They don't even have that ability to recognize halal and haram. Literally, all they are doing is following their impulses. And again, this is what this is all about, brothers and sisters. It is about impulse control. It is about learning to resist temptations. It is about learning self-control, self-discipline, mastering yourself. That's what it's all about. You need to be in charge of yourself, not your nafs in charge of you. You need to be the one that is leading your nafs, not your nafs leading you, and not shaitan misleading you. How are you going to achieve that, brothers and sisters? The way that you achieve that is by embarking on this journey and going through these trials and tests and tribulations. Like I said, you are not going to be able to avoid it. You can't get away from it. So just accept it. This is what is going to happen. This is what is going to happen to everybody. The ones who succeed are the ones who follow Allah's guidance, who embrace this journey, and who realize that's what life is about. Life is a struggle. Life is a struggle. Life is a test. That's what it is. And the greatest struggle is that struggle. That struggle against yourself, brothers and sisters. Okay? So, subhanAllah. So, crossing the threshold, back to this idea of the threshold. Now, in England, right, and in many Western countries, there is a tradition that when someone gets married, the groom carries the bride over the threshold. Now, that's very interesting, is that the groom carries the bride over the threshold. And again, you can actually see this whole idea of this threshold is this point of transition, this point of change. And obviously, in the case of marriage, it's a massive change. This girl is leaving her parents' house, and she's going to live in the house of some strange man. And it's going to be a very strange and different life in many things. And there's going to be lots of experiences that both he and she have never encountered before. And again, symbolically, I mean, this hero's journey happens on many different levels, brothers and sisters. So we said it before, it could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual, it could be in reality, all of these three things come together. You can't really separate them. Every heroic physical journey is also a mental and spiritual one. And every spiritual, really heroic spiritual journey is going to be also mental and physical, and so on and so forth. And that's because you can't really separate these facts and these realities about the human. You know, we compartmentalize them. We put them into these different boxes and categories. But in reality, the mind, body, and spirit, they all come together. It's all part of what makes you who you are, I who I am, us who we are. That's all part of it. It all comes together. But sometimes you can clearly see that, you know, one person's journey is, the emphasis is going to be more spiritual. The emphasis is going to be more physical, right? So, you know, a person who, you know, goes to a cave to meditate, you know, their journey is clearly more spiritual than someone who wants to climb a mountain, right? I mean, it's clear. So you can see the emphasis of, you know, the journey may be different. And of course, brothers and sisters, we may have many, many of these journeys in our life. And in fact, the interesting thing is you could also have many of them going on simultaneously, right? You could be on one journey in one realm and, you know, be starting another journey in another realm. This is, you know, obviously this is all just to simplify it, but it's good to know, right? That they're identifiable parts of this journey. Right. And it's nice to know in the sense that it's identifiable, because it's sort of like, oh, yeah, I know where I am now. I know what this is about. So this crossing the threshold, this is when we really leave part one. What we began with was what? The mundane world. Do you remember that? The mundane world, the ordinary world, our ordinary life. Yeah. So we've talked about that already. Crossing the threshold is when you move, you now take that step into a different world. You move into a different realm. You are going to experience things really differently. And sometimes it can be really, really different. And sometimes the difference is subtle. Sometimes the difference is really, really extreme. But the reality is this is all part of it, because once you take that step, once you step over that threshold, you've entered into a different realm, right? Just like the bride and the groom, when they step over the threshold of the house, now they're married and they enter into that house, everything is going to be different for both of them. Everything is going to be different. And it's a big, huge challenge. Marriage is a big, huge, that's a journey. That's in a sense, a heroic journey. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called it half of our deen. Subhanallah, half the deen, marriage. And you can see, because marriage is full of tests and trials and difficulties and tribulations, and obviously lots of great, nice and amazing things as well, and all things that help, which, you know, help you become a fuller, better, more complete human being. And like I said previously in last week's episode, I was talking about us, that the hero's journey, and I remind you again, brothers and sisters, it's not an egotistical, narcissistic type of thing, right? It's not really about you. Of course, it's about you and your transformation. But the essence of what is truly heroic is your compassion, your empathy, your care and concern for others. And, you know, really, in reality, that's what marriage should be about. Marriage should be about, really, you are helping another person on their journey. And both the husband needs to look at his wife in that way. is that, you know, he should not be thinking about what can she do for me and what does she need to do for me, and she needs to do that for me and she needs to do this for me. No. A real man, a man who himself has gone on the journey of the true hero, who has managed to separate himself from his passions, from his ego, a person who has really gone through the whole heroic journey and really has come back the other side, transformed, ready to enlighten and help and build and grow other human beings, because that's what it ultimately, that's the full circle, that's where it comes to all at the end, as we'll see, right? So he, if he's a real man, then that's it, that's what is in his mind. How is he going to help this creature, this, you know, this woman? About the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, warned us to fear Allah concerning women. And so that's what he's going to think, is like, what can I do? How can I help her to be heroic in her own way? And of course, there's going to be many, many tests and difficulties and trials. And similarly, the woman should be thinking the same thing. She should be thinking the same thing. How can I help my husband on his journey? So this is how it should be. Everyone is helping everyone. The believers, that's how we are. The believers are like bricks of a building in the way that they support each other. And that is what marriage should be about, because both the man and the woman have left their family to start a new family. Really, in many ways, this is almost as heroic as you can get. And for many people, that's what it will be. Their hero's journey will be marriage. It could be many things, of course, many, many different things. But anyway, this is the crossing of the threshold. When you cross the threshold, you enter into this new world where hopefully you have been helped by the mentor. You are going to have some guidelines. You're going to have some idea of what to do. And, you know, if you get stuck, hopefully, inshallah, if Allah blesses you, you always have the mentor. Certainly, you have the Quran to go back to. You have the Sunnah to go back to. You have the example of our scholars and the pious people. And hopefully, even on top of that, you will have people who really care about you, who really understand you, and who are going to be able to advise and help you on the way. So this crossing the threshold, this is, as I said, this is the step into the new world, the new reality. It really is. Now, I want to talk about, you can see this with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we talked last week about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he has this first encounter with Jibreel, and what happens when the Prophet, now before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, things did happen that were really strange. For example, he would hear, you know, like he would hear and see things, but nothing on the level of seeing Jibreel fill the horizon. I mean, and this is the thing, brothers and sisters, is that that's an example of crossing into a totally different world, where suddenly it's the same world. The mountain is the same, the city is the same, the trees are the same, the people are the same. But suddenly you see it all through a totally different lens. It's almost as if it is totally new. I remember myself that this is something I experienced myself when I started to practice Islam, when I really became Muslim, in the sense that I started to pray 5 times a day. And I really began to commit myself to being a Muslim in a really deep, profound and spiritual way. I had a lot of very, very deep experiences, and it's very hard to describe, because Yeah, I was looking at the trees. They were the same trees, but they looked very, they didn't look different, but they were different. And it's very, very hard to explain it if you haven't seen it. But I suppose the difference is this, right? Before you, the tree was just there almost as just an object that just existed. But when you see the world through the eyes of Iman, then the tree is this creation of Allah. And this thing is a sign that is going to lead you to know more about Allah, to be able to contemplate more deeply on His beautiful names and lofty attributes. It is something itself that is in a state of worship and submission to Allah. So when you understand that, everything looks different. The animals, the trees, the sea, the sun, the moon, the stars. It was there before, you were seeing it before, but it's almost like this veil has been lifted. And you also you as you go deeper and deeper into this world, as you exist in this world more and more veils are lifted, and you begin to see things in, I guess, in a much more clear way. So yeah, I had some, I had some very, and I still do. I guess they're not profound and shocking anymore in the sense they're not new for me. Like now it's familiar. Now it's the normal world. It wasn't then. It wasn't 36 years ago normal for me. That it was an adventure. It was crossing a threshold. There was definitely a threshold there. There was definitely stepping into this completely different reality, or this different, I suppose, this different perception of reality. And a lot of people will experience this when they get married. A lot of people experience this when they have kids. They will also experience something similar. When you have kids, just like when you get married, it just changes your perception. When you have kids, it really changes your perception. Suddenly, the world is very different. Suddenly, what is important to you, suddenly, your priorities, suddenly, the threats and dangers that you take note of are very, very different to the ones that you thought of before, if you thought of any. And again, travel does this, travel in the sense that it broadens people's horizons, it awakens them to other people and other ways that people live and other ways that people look at the world and treat the world and interact with the world and interact with each other. This again can be, a hugely enlightening experience that just makes you perceive and appreciate the world. People have near-death experiences, and I'm not necessarily, it's not necessarily that they, have to see a tunnel and there's a light at the end of it, and they think they enter into paradise. No, I mean just having a very, very close brush with death, just realizing the fragility of your life. All of these things can have that very, it's almost like it, in that sense. So it's not like you step over the threshold. Sometimes you are pushed, and that's what happens. Not everybody crosses the threshold of their own accord. Some people are pushed, some people stumble, some people trip and fall, some people just find themselves there almost, you could say almost, because nothing's by accident, but almost by accident. But whatever it is, brothers and sisters, what we are talking about now and what we're going to be talking about really in a few of the episodes to come is about this new world, that once you've crossed the threshold, what is going to happen? This is the realm where you are now. Yes, with it comes this, how can you say, it is a very amazing, generally positive, enlightening experience, but it's also scary, because part of that whole experience inevitably are all sorts of uncertainties, all sorts of tests and trials and tribulations and difficulties. And for many people, you know, there is a very, very deep, profound moment, almost where you sort of reach the depths of despair and difficulty, and then you come out of that. So this is all part of it, which we'll talk about, inshallah, in upcoming episodes. But again, I mean, what I'm asking you to do, brothers and sisters, thinking about crossing the threshold, why don't you think about how has that happened to you in your life? Has it happened to you in your life? Do you feel that you crossed thresholds? Did you step over those things knowingly? Did you embark upon a journey purposefully, knowing what you were getting into? Or did you stumble through? Were you pushed? did you just find yourself, you know, just experiencing the world in a different way? And again, brothers and sisters, please, I am here emphasizing the fact that we're talking about things that are going to transform us in a positive way. Now, maybe it may be that things happen to you and you didn't react to those things positively. I mean, I give you an example. So recently, I got a message from someone who had an operation. This person had some problems, problems with their back. They had an operation. They were thinking this operation was going to make everything fantastic. It was going to make everything great. You know, full confidence in the doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And the operation went wrong, and now this person is in constant chronic pain. And so this brother is really finding it hard to process what is happening and what was going on. So I thought, okay, this is interesting, because this is, you see, for this brother, this is his journey. I realized this is the beginning of his heroic journey. He's been presented with this challenge. His normal world has now changed, and it's been changed by pain. How is he going to cope with this? How is he going to deal with it? And that's his question. That's what he was asking. And so I gave him, you know, quite not a huge list, because I didn't want to overburden something, but I know there's some things you can work on: making dua, turning to Allah, being grateful. One of the things that we can often miss in a moment like that, and this is something that is so important in our journey, is gratitude. That whatever you feel the loss of, whatever has been taken away, what you have is much, much more than that. And absolutely 100% for sure. That, you know, what I thought is, you know, there are people in the world who would gladly take this brother's pain. They would have that pain just to be able to see, for example. There may be a person who is blind, and you say, well, you can see, but you're going to have chronic pain. They will say, give it to me. To be able to see, I will have it. Or, you know, just to have hands or feet, or, you know, to be able to eat and drink food. I don't know, so many things, so many difficulties, so many problems that people go through. And sometimes we forget that we have so many bounties, so many blessings, so many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with and has given us. We can't even count them. We can't even count Allah's blessings to us. Yet we just focus on the negative. We just focus on this one thing, like our world is shattered. And actually, really, it's not at all, okay? And actually, these things can very often, no, absolutely not very often, they can always, always, if we take the right approach, bring us closer to Allah. They can always improve us, make us better as people. And this is what we have to do. So brothers and sisters, I want you to look through your life. This is what I want you to do between now and next week. And think, why not leave a comment? Why not talk to us in the comment section about the journey or the journeys that you've been on? What threshold have you crossed recently or in the past that well, you found yourself in a totally new world? What are your experiences? Do you feel that you're failing or passing the test? Obviously, I'm here if I can help you in any way, brothers and sisters. I can't be a mentor in everything. There's lots of things, too many things I have no knowledge about and I don't know much about. So if you're struggling with exams in nuclear physics, I'm not the guy to help you. You have to find another mentor. So, but if it's just, tips and tricks on how to study better, maybe I can help you on that. All right, brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure. I hope you benefited from this. I hope it benefits you in your life and in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next week, where we will be continuing the journey of the true hero. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. May Allah guide you. May Allah put you on the right path. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.